When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
All right, yeah, as Josh mentioned during the break there, we have a lot of day baseball going on today.
The old businessman special.
Quite a bit of it. So Pittsburgh and the Angels is currently the game that we have chosen until noon, and then 1 o'clock when we get many, many more options than the Pirates and the Angels. So that's good for us.
Yeah, Paul Skeens ain't playing yet, so.
Nope, not yet. Maybe someday soon, though.
Someday!
All right, Josh, what do we got?
We go to Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Connor's favorite game show.
Celebrity Wheel of Fortune?
That's right.
So the celebrities get to do nonsense?
That's right, Connor.
How is Wheel of Fortune an already dumb game for dimwits made even dumber by featuring celebrities, Josh?
Well, allow me to...
Please do.
What a great segue.
Explain that.
Turns out that there are people in this world who do not know who Travis and Jason Kelce are.
Great.
Actress Kristen Ritter is one of those people.
Oh, the girl who died in Breaking Bad?
Yes, I believe that is correct. Yes.
Jesse's girlfriend?
The Celebrity Wheel of Fortune contestant had no idea who the famous brothers were during a recent episode. They have her credited as the Jessica Jones actress. Appeared on the long-running game show Monday alongside Sarah Levy from Schitt's Creek. It's the name of the television show.
Very normal. Very cool.
Don't put it on the internet that we said a bad word.
Thank you.
And designer Christian Siriano, when they were confronted with a seemingly simple puzzle. The category was family, and all but one letter was filled in. If you were watching along with us on Zone TV, this is the puzzle that she was presented
with. Holy God. It says, full letters, fully selected, Travis and Jason Kelce. So all you have to do is guess K, and you win. Any of the other 25 letters in the alphabet are incorrect.
Now, we are not making fun of someone for not knowing who these athletes are. It's perfectly reasonable to not know who center of the Philadelphia Eagles is. However,
they are pretty.
Travis is dating Taylor Swift.
Correct. I mean, he's pretty popular right now. Not just football popular. He's real popular.
Real popular.
Yes.
That's right.
It's not just Kelce Jam.
A perplexed Pat Sajak told Ritter.
I thought he died. I thought he retired.
No, he's retiring in the fall.
Thank God.
If you're still in trouble here, go ahead and spin. Credit to Ritter, despite not knowing the name, she was still able to fill in the full puzzle.
Oh, she got it.
When it came time to solve, she mispronounced the name, but she got there eventually.
She had very clearly like seen this somewhere.
But she shouted as she was trying to figure out, you don't get a lot of time to figure it out. She's like, I don't know who these people are.
I will say this for Kristen Ritter, I don't know much about her, but she does not seem like the kind of person who would care at all about whatever drama or whatever nonsense is going on with the Kelce brothers / and or Taylor Swift at all. She just doesn't. And she her roles in various movies and TV shows have played that out over the years. So it's on brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's on brand.
Definitely.
But yeah, this was easy.
Kristen, excuse me, did manage to raise $48,250 for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Hmm. So before you start filling our YouTube chat with, oh my gosh, she's a real dum-dum. Well, you know, she raised nearly $50,000 for charity that night. So.
Well, you can be both.
Yeah, it's true. Connor, you got to work a t-shirt cannon.
I sure did. Thank
last
you.
Last night, it got me thinking about possible things you say you can do involving a t-shirt cannon, because you're always saying you can do stuff, and we've called you on this trait of yours, and you've since backed off.
I'm unable. You're just trying to get me to do ridiculous things.
That's right, Connor. I'm unable to dupe you into doing something stupid.
Yeah. I may be stupid, but I'm not dumb.
An Idaho man added an unusual Guinness World Record title as he caught and donned 5 t-shirts launched from a t-shirt cannon in 46 seconds. No one's ever done it that fast before.
Okay. I need some details.
David Rush, who has broken more than 250 world records, said he had nearly attempted the title on a couple of occasions in the past, but never made an official try due to scheduling and equipment problems. His friend, Jake Smith, operated the t-shirt cannon and fired off shirts. He fired off one. The guy put it on. He fired off 2. The guy put it on.
Proximity? How far was the cannon operator?
That's actually a great question. I don't have that in front of me. Now, there's a YouTube video. It's a whole minute long. Let's see if...
Yeah, you just give me a general sense.
No, this is a different video of his since he holds 250 world record. That is a very good question. I don't know the proximity, but he did catch 5 of them and put them on one at a time in 46 seconds. Connor, is this something we can film for Zone TV this summer?
I would have to regain access to the t-shirt cannon.
I feel like that's doable.
You do?
Not the biggest hurdle to climb?
I don't know. I've been working there for 3 years. That's the first time I've ever even seen it.
We let the Storm Chasers be a part of this video. They'll love it. They'll love the social media clout. We're in.
What? You think they need us for clout? No, we need them.
Exactly, Connor.
They got to use the t-shirt cannon. So I don't know whether I'm going to be able to gain access to this, first of all. So that's we don't want to assume things. The second thing is I don't know that I believe in myself enough to confidently say that I can do this. I know my limits, Josh, is what I'm saying. Mm.
Remember
seems
how
like
much
a
fun
stretch.
We had when Nick said he could do something?
Nick said he could eat a hot dog in 10 seconds.
And
that's certifiably crazy.
Remember how much fun we had in calling him crazy and
laughing
at his inability?
Everyone knew that he couldn't do it. If you would have said that the world record for eating a single hot dog or whatever he was trying to accomplish. It was the whole
Usain Bolt
thing. Dilemma. If you would have said, like, I can do it in 45 seconds, I probably would have been like, yeah, but I could do that. Hmm.
All right.
And then what was our chicken nuggets deal? 10 chicken nuggets in what period of time?
I want to say a minute.
Gosh, that seems difficult looking back on it now.
It does.
Maybe I've lost confidence in myself. Yeah, try again, Josh.
Okay.
Not going to bait me on this one.
We're going to get you to do something this summer.
You get me.
And finally, Katy Perry's been turning heads all week.
Oh, what's she been up
after
to?
After her recent appearance at the Met Gala. Her.
Oh, she had a crazy dress or something?
She had a crazy dress. It's been going viral. People saying, oh my gosh, Katy, you killed it. You killed it on the carpet. You made such a great appearance at the Met Gala. And Katy Perry is saying, not so fast, my friends, as she did not go to the Met Gala. She simply posted a photo of herself using AI of herself at the Met Gala.
What?
She instructed AI to create a photo, and she said, folks, I was never there. My schedule was too busy. You're gawking at AI.
Wow. So she did this just to dupe people, and she was right? They were duped?
Now, I don't have in front of me, like, the timeline, like, how long she let people believe
she was actually
at the Met Gala.
I'm reading some of the facts here. So,
okay.
One photo that has been viewed more than 8 million times and garnered more than 270,000 likes appears to show Perry in a large floral dress in line with the Met Gala's nature theme, though the photo does not match official photos of the event's red carpet in media staging areas. The other photo, which has racked up more than 2 million views, shows Perry in a different dress and shows odd abnormalities in the singer's thumbs and one of her eyes.
Whoa.
Perry liked both of the pictures on X, formerly Twitter, according to her likes tab. As of 8 Eastern, Perry had not been seen at the Met Gala.
Oh.
Though she did tell Extra last week that people will just have to see whether she's attending the event
Extra
or not. So she... People are only, they only think that Katy Perry duped people because she liked the tweet on Twitter.
And then I believe it must have been the next morning she posted on Instagram, "Hey everybody, this is AI. I was busy. I didn't go to the Met Gala."
Yeah, I don't think she was actually trying to dupe anybody or make some sort of a social commentary.
Her own mother sent her a text that said, "I didn't know you went to the Met. What a gorgeous gown. You look like you're at the Rose Parade." And she said, "Lol, Mom, the AI got you too."
Did you see the one dress at the Met Gala that literally looked like a dome on top of the... Like, I still, to this moment, don't know who was inside this quote-unquote dress.
Was it the umbrella?
Yeah, it was the umbrella, yeah, yeah. And it just covered this person's entire body. And I still don't know who was inside of it, but they were like, "This is fashion."
Okay. It was Carol G, revealed to be under beige umbrella at Met Gala.
Forgive me, Carol G,
a musician of some renown.
Clearly.
Carol with a K, by the way,
69 million followers on Instagram.
Nice.
Carol G.
Now, I didn't know if they were doing that because I'm a big idiot. I don't know. Was it raining? Was it...
No, this is fashion.
Were they trying to hide her from the hotel to the limo, and then she gets out of the limo and, look at this dress. No human eyes have been laid on this dress.
Yeah, a lot of the dresses, like, you need physical help just to move in.
Move, yeah. Demi Moore had one that made it look like she had, like, comical hips. Demi Moore does not have comical hips. We've all seen striptease.
Does Demi Moore have comical hips?
Sure.
All right. Send that one out there, Josh. I don't know this to be the case or not.
It is not. We've seen G.I. Jane. Would you prefer that as the reference point?
I don't even know. I feel like I've heard the name Demi Moore before.
God, you're a baby. You haven't
She's
seen...
She's 61.
Yeah. Have you seen a single Demi Moore movie, Connor?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Just quickly before we get to the tweet back here. By the way, get your questions in.
We got time. We got room.
Let me go to Demi Moore's filmology or whatever they call that.
You probably know her as being Ashton Kutcher's wife more than anything else, right?
I've definitely heard the idea of Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore together for sure.
Have you seen Beavis and Butthead Do America? She was a voice in that.
No, I haven't seen that movie, but I like Beavis and Butthead. Mm-hmm. Let's see this. Striptease, Beavis and Butthead Do America. Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. I've seen, producer only, never mind.
A Few Good Men? Have you seen A Few Good Men?
I've seen A Few Good Men. Okay. Don't remember her in that.
That's a very good Demi Moore movie.
G.I. Jane. she got a producer credit on another Austin Powers. All three Austin Powers movies.
Oh, wow.
Was one of Charlie's Angels? No. Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
The second
Is that
one.
The one with Cameron Diaz?
Yes.
And Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu?
It was the second one.
But she wasn't one of the Angels,
right? We
don't
talk about that one. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right. Bobby, Mr. Brooks, Flawless, Happy Tears, The Joneses, Miss Margin Call, LOL, Very Good Girls, Forsaken, Wild Oats, Blind, Rough Night, Love, Sonia.
These are all titles.
Corporate Animals, Songbird, Please, Baby, Please, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, The Substance. I have not seen any of those movies.
Okay.
Nope. It appears as if she's had some work done.
Whoa.
What?
Can't be saying that in public. You say it in the Slack.
Oh, sorry. I'll put that in the Slack next time. Good question from the text line. Is Carol G Kenny G's sister?
Definitely not sister. This is a child. Carol G is 33 years young.
I don't think
and
Carol
from Columbia.
G has any relation to Kenny G. No.
I understand why you would think that, though.
It's a great question.
Based on name alone.
It's a great question. All right, the tweet bag is coming up next. Get in your questions. We'll open that thing up on the other side. 402-951-1620. You can text that number. Twitter at Happer Show is the best way to do it. Use the hashtag tweetbag if you would please. We will get to those on the other side. It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.